COSATU has an historical alliance with the ANC. In fact, since our founding in 1985 during the liberation struggle for democracy, we've maintained that alliance post-democracy because we recognize that the workers' struggles are not just about voting and about a democratic establishment, but also about improving workers' conditions at the workplace to improve the lives of working-class communities. And we've had many victories because of this alliance with the ANC, the ruling party in South Africa. Since 1994, we've moved from the days when workers were treated a little better than slaves to today when we have some of the most progressive labor laws in the world that affirm the right of workers to a safe workplace, the right to unionize, to collective bargaining, the right of workers to maternity leave, which is paid, or parental leave, which is paid. And whilst we appreciate all of these achievements, we do have major challenges, including a 41% unemployment rate, deep levels of poverty and inequality inherited from the apartheid era. And we need to tackle those. And I think for us, why we support the ANC is because it's been with us in these journeys. It's the only political party which has shown itself to be a partner to trade unions and to embrace workers' demands. And of course, we've got so many issues we still must tackle. We think the ANC is the most reliable ally as we journey and tackle those challenges.
Criticisms being leveled by some workers in South Africa say that by endorsing ANC, that has lost popularity because of poor service delivery, you are endorsing incompetence ahead of the elections. What's your response to that?
No, we've always unashamedly called out the ANC in government when it makes mistakes, publicly, privately. We've even had marches to government when the previous president, Jacob Zuma, let the nation down through his inability to manage his personal financial appetites. So our relationship with the ANC is not about friendship. It's not a blank check. It's not a free ride politically. It's conditional upon the ANC continuously putting in place legislation, budgets, and policies and interventions to improve workers' working conditions, to improve the lives of working-class communities and the families of workers. And we've seen many, many achievements in that regard. A few years ago, we had the minimum wage introduced. A couple of years ago, government rolled out a funding scheme to help millions of workers, millions of students rather, access university education when they couldn't afford it. So for us, those are important things. But also we appreciate when governors, when the ANC have blundered badly, like on the issue of corruption, they have taken action. The president was removed. Corrupt ministers from cabinet were removed. Corrupt senior officials in the state have been removed. Many of them have now been found guilty and are being prosecuted. Assets which are stolen are being attached and being returned. The state law enforcement agencies are being rebuilt and being expanded to deal with this crime and corruption. The revenue service, the tax agency is being strengthened to tackle tax evasion. So I think for us, those are positive things. And even areas which are very, very difficult, like unemployment, we've seen unemployment falling by 10% in the last year. So I think the times are difficult, but we appreciate when we make progress and we need to do much more. But we know when it comes to a political party, the only party which has ever shown an interest in workers' issues is the ANC. Other political parties promise either to scrap all the labor laws, to remove all of workers' rights and protections and benefits, or they promise to take us to a populist adventurism which would collapse the economy and deter any investment from coming to South Africa.
But Matthew, the Democratic Alliance, the second biggest opposition party in South Africa, calls both the COSATU and ANC enemy of the jobless. That means you are not representing the interest of those people who do not have jobs in South Africa. And due to the high unemployment rate, both the alliance, the ANC and COSATU, has failed the people of South Africa who do not have jobs. Your reaction to that?
So the DA is a party led by rich white men who are about 4% of society. It has no black leaders. In fact, every black leader who joins it ends up packing his bags after a couple of years and leaving, citing racism. But let's leave that aside. DA says trade unions are basically workers. Trade unions are organizations of nurses, of teachers, of cleaners, of police officers who simply want to improve their working conditions, who want to have an increase in their salary every year to be protected from inflation. So we're not sure how is that an enemy of the unemployed. Not sure how, because someone has been able to find a job as a waitress, makes them an enemy of the unemployed. Workers want to see unemployment being reduced for several reasons. One is because on average, each South African worker supports about 7 unemployed relatives. So that's a pressure point on workers' salaries. It overstretches the salary. So workers have a direct financial interest in seeing others getting employed, so there's less pressure on them to support relatives. Workers also are desperate to see unemployment being reduced, because often workers accept to see their labor rights being violated. Often they accept below subpar conditions because they're so desperate for work.